We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I believe we just might have, speaking about the University of Miami.
Oh, I got to hear the music.
I believe we might have an early morning guest.
Wow.
Oh, wait a second. I might be taking my boat out today, but hold on a second. I might play a little bridge on the computer first. I'm not sure, but hold on a second. I'm just overlooking the ocean right now. I mean, life is good.
Yes, and I can take a wild guess who this is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Our buddy Jimmy Johnson here. Who I'm guessing, Jimmy, you're getting on a boat soon? What's the deal this morning?
No, I've already played bridge for a couple hours, and that wind is blowing, so it won't be on the boat today.
All right.
I got to meet some friends over at the Big Chill, so I'll go over there and have a couple of cold beers and a little lunch and kind of talk about some old memories.
Jimmy, before Joe starts, I know he's going to start. I just got to tell you that the one day you sent us, I think you emailed me years and years ago, maybe the biggest fish I've ever seen in my life that you caught, and you were so proud of it, you sent it to us, and I showed Joe. I thought it was fake. I thought you were taking a picture next to like a stand.
Oh, that was a whopper, yeah.
I couldn't believe that picture.
Yeah, that was a big blue marlin. I've caught five blue marlin fishing alone. Out here in front of the house. So, yeah.
Incredible.
I catch a couple of fish.
Yeah. Hey, not a bad way to go late in life, Jimmy. And they're trying to figure out, why didn't that guy want to leave and come to L.A. more? Like, no, I like the Keys. I'm good. Hey, Jimmy, Swagger, Super Bowls, brass balls, and footballs. Yeah, man, I love it. People can pre-order right now. But, hey, there's a lot of great stuff. Dave Hyde was running me through some of it the last couple of days. Jimmy, are you happy with the way that thing ended up?
Yeah, Joe, I tell you, Dave Hyde did a great job. And, you know, I was really reluctant to write this book. You know, my good friend Nick Kristen, and you know, he kind of kept saying, hey, you need to write a book, you know, and kind of tell the true story. And then Dave Hyde came over and was doing an interview, and he said, "Boy, yeah, I'd love to do a book with you." And so I was reluctant to do it. But once we got into it and we started telling some of the old stories of the University of Miami, the Dallas Cowboys, the Miami Dolphins, you know, the problems my son had with his, you know, alcohol, et cetera. After we got in through all of it, I really enjoyed it. We got one whole chapter on World Wide West. You know, Wes doesn't talk to anybody. He talked to Dave.
Wow.
I think you have a lot of people in that book that don't usually talk. When I heard he was able to get Belichick on for like 9 hours, like, Bill, it's okay. I'm good. And Bill's like, no, I want to talk more about Jimmy. It's good. So that was
it was enjoyable to do. And I tell you, I think people will love hearing some of the old stories and some of the reasons why all these people come down to the Keys and say, hey, you know, hey, how did you do it? You know, how do you evaluate talent? You know, R.C. Buford, you know, with the San Antonio Spurs, I said, what do you need to ask me for? You only got two rounds in basketball. But anyway, it was enjoyable to do, Joe.
Yeah. No, listen, so the part that I think the country want to know about, because it got stirred back up here again with the huge ego of Jerry Jones, the chapter that you have on the relationship when you guys had, I'm being nice, you guys had success together with the Dallas Cowboys, and then he brings up recently, he's getting pounded about this Ring of Honor. You may be the first player in the history, or coach in the NFL to go in the Hall of Fame before you get the Ring of Honor. I've never heard of it.
Doesn't make sense.
I mean, what are your thoughts on the whole thing with Jerry Jones and then the sniveling? And I don't even know what that is, but I guess it's not good.
Well, you know, really, I guess I can explain it best by how we start off Jerry Jones's chapter and the Cowboys. I said, you know, we have a strange relationship, and people don't understand our relationship. Because I don't understand our relationship. We were at the Hall of Fame, and he came over to me. He said, Jimmy, he says, I know, you know, what you did for me and what you did for the Cowboys and your contributions. I know. And he said, I love you. And I said, you know, Jerry, I love you. I said, you know, but every now and then I hate you. He said, well, I hate you too. So that's how our relationship is.
Do you think? I know a lot of people think this from the outside. I just feel like he doesn't get enough credit, and he's upset that you put it together. You coached it. It went on automatic pilot for a year when you left and still won. And I think that he doesn't get credit, and it really bothers him. Do you agree with that at all?
Well, you know, I think it bothers him. You know, he borrowed about, you know, $140 million. And so the first 4 years, you know, he was working around the clock trying to pay off that loan. You know, he really didn't have time for football. And, you know, just like he said when we first went there, he said, I'll handle all the financial aspects of the club. You handle all the football parts of the club. And so that's how we went into it. And so that, you know, that's why I'm, you know, kind of felt the way I felt and how I operated. Now, after he paid off that loan, he started wanting to be a little bit more part of it. but yeah, the guy is—he's passionate. He loves the Cowboys. He works around the clock. He's got great charisma. He's the smartest businessman I've ever known. I mean, he's made more money. I think he's worth about $8 billion or so now. You know, I give him a lot of credit for what he's good at.
Jimmy Johnson joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. This morning, Jimmy, I showed Joe a little article that came out. One of the websites came out and said one of the most hated teams of all time, the 1986 Miami Hurricanes, because it was the birth of swag. And you became the college football's bad boys in the 80s. And Jimmy and this, and I just thought it was really funny. Isn't that crazy to know that even back all the way then, this is still looked at as one of those teams that changed college football forever? The 80s Hurricanes with Howard and then Jimmy taking over, and everything changed from there.
Yeah, you know, really, but part of this, even our own administration didn't like what we were doing. But I had to look at where we were going to get players. You know, we got a lot of players from the inner city, and a lot of them coming from broken homes, you know, no parents, from the streets. And so, you know, as long as they did what I asked them to do, in which they went to class, they got their degrees, you know, they did the academics, they were disciplined on the field, I let them enjoy themselves. I let them be themselves. You know, and, you know, I talked to, you know, the latest group of Hurricanes, one time I was talking about swagger. I said, you know, swagger, some people think it's arrogance. They think it's cockiness. They think it's toning. It's not, you know, swagger is confidence. Confidence that you're going to kick somebody's rear end. And our teams were extremely confident, but, you know, hey, they celebrated. I enjoyed watching them celebrate.
You know, Jimmy, through the years doing this radio, and I've had you on, and we've talked about, hey, we got a new UM coach. Hey, we got a new UM coach. Hey, we got another UM coach. Yeah, I met with him. And so now we got a new head football coach in Mario Cristobal that hits a little closer to home. From what you've seen from the recruiting, I'm sure you've seen all the verbal commitments for 2023, right, and what he's done in the transfer portal and putting this thing together and – discipline and all the things he's doing. What are your thoughts on Mario maybe finally being the right guy?
Joe, I'm over the top on this one. I mean, Mario, you know, of course I know him, I've recruited him, you know, coached him, I was in his home. Yeah, he's doing it the right way. And plus, for the first time since I can remember, maybe ever, they have put money into the program. He was able to put together assistant coaching staff that I think is the best coaching staff since I was there. I mean, you know, people that are, you know, got NFL experience, you know, they got head coaching experience. You know, he's got a quality assistant coaching staff. Plus, you know, Mario, you know, he was recognized as maybe one of the top recruiters in the entire country, you know, when he was an assistant coach and when he was at FIU and when he was assistant for Nick Saban, you know, at Alabama. You know, he is a great recruiter. He is a grinder. I talked to I talked to one of their guys just a couple of days ago because I'm going to probably drop by there Saturday. And he said, man, he said, Mario is a grinder. he works at it. Yeah. And that's what you got to do. Yeah. I mean, you know, Miami's a, you know, it's a difficult program. And especially when you want to get it back, you know, and have the same culture that we had many years ago. And so he's working around the clock. And I love that about him. He's, I tell you what, I can't be any more optimistic than what I am.
You know, Jimmy, it's funny. You talk about some of the best years of your coaching were those years, the 4 or 5 years at the University of Miami. What made that so special for you besides all the winning?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, we were independent. And if you look back at that schedule, because we were independent, you know, every other week, you know, we were playing Michigan, Oklahoma, Florida State, you know, all the top teams in the country. And so, you know, back then, you know, television was such, you had one national game, you had maybe a couple of regional games, and that was it. Well, we were the national game every other week, and we were winning those games. We had great, great talent, and it was a fun time. I said those last 4 years, the first year was a little hectic, but the last 4 years was maybe – the best time in my entire life, the most fun I've ever had, you know, up until right now. I mean, it was great going at, you know, and, you know, winning, you know, at Michigan 31-30 and beating Notre Dame the way we did, you know, beating Florida State 4 straight years. I mean, it was fun. I loved it. And, you know, the people seeing, you know, professional coaching, it's all about money. And it's, you know, it's hardcore, the agents and the players wanting money and contract, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And in college, you're somewhat of a father figure, a mentor. You're doing a lot of counseling, guys away from home for the first time in their lives. And so they've got academic problems, girlfriend problems, family problems, homesick problems. And seeing some of these young kids, and that's what they were, young kids coming from the streets, getting their diploma, becoming mature young men, that was something I took great pride in.
There's so many things to talk about. You know what? We've seen college football change so much. What do you think is a more difficult job right now, the college head football coach or the NFL head football coach, whether it's the recruiting and coaching or the coaching and draft and free agency?
Well, used to, if you were in one of those top 10 or 15 schools in college, that was the easiest job in the world. I mean, that was even easier than the job that you have. You
know, boy, you're on to the best secret going there.
Hey, just get up in the morning and just talking about whatever you want to talk about. have a cup of coffee and start talking.
A gallon of coffee, not a cup of coffee for Joe. You know that, Jimmy. Right.
But you know, college coaching, I mean, if you were in one of those top schools, you're going to win 9 or 10 games because you're going to get all the great players. And pro coaching was so difficult because all the teams are so even. You know, even the worst team in the league, you know, if you played them and you didn't play your best, you're going to get beat. So it was pro coaching was tough. But right now, with this NIL stuff, and, you know, I like what Miami's doing, by the way, but with the NIL stuff and with the transfer portal, a college coaching, man, it is difficult. You know, I mean, I don't know how you be hard on some of these players and they say, hey, the heck with you, I'm going to leave and transfer, you know.
Free agency so, coach, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think college coaching is difficult right now. Now, if you're still at one of those top schools, you know, you're still going to win a lot of games. But it is recruiting your – not only recruiting players from around the country, but recruiting your own players to stay with you.
Hey, Jimmy, you said something a long, long time ago, and it goes back to Dallas, and you're the only guy that's been honest about it the whole time, and people call and say, I love this coach. He's got a set of rules for everybody, and that's it. And I go, that's not true. They go, no. I go, that's never been true. You're the first guy to come out and said, I treat everyone differently according to how good you are. And
yeah, that's exactly right.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, that's the real world. I mean, if I own a company and my top salesman's a little bit late one day, I'm going to say, hey, why don't you be on time tomorrow? But if I've got a guy that doesn't sell a thing and he's late, I'm saying, hey, I'm going to get me a new salesman. You know, so I mean, that's the real world. I mean, now, you know, don't get me wrong. People think because I treat everybody differently, I let some of the top players get away from things. No, the top players, if they had a misstep, I would discipline them, but they would stay with me. You know, Leon Lett, if he makes a mistake, you know, I'm going to say, hey, you know, we're going to work you a little harder to get you better, but I'm not going to cut you. You're going to stay with me. You know, if Troy Aikman's asleep, I'm going to tell him to wake up. Somebody else is asleep and he's a bad player, I'm going to cut him. Simple.
Yeah, everybody's talked about the backup running back that was sleeping in the front. You said, hey, get out of here. You're done. I cut you. I always wondered, did that message you feel work for you? I mean, you had some, obviously back then there were some pretty wild guys. Did that work?
Well, yeah, every now and then you got to send them a message. One of my last regular season games, we were playing Chicago, and we already had the playoffs all wrapped up. And I had a running back by the name of Kervin Richards. And, you know, I wanted to save Emmett, so I put Kervin in there. And I said, Kervin, I said, I don't care how many yards you gain. Just hold on to the ball. Well, he went in there, fumbled. Well, I pulled him out, and I pulled him off to the side. I said, Kervin, I told you to hold on to the football. I don't care how many yards you gain. Hold on to the football. He went in there, and he was a pretty good running back, you know, but he fumbled again. So when we got in the locker room, I cut him, you know, and because I told him, hold on to the ball. Oh. And so we did not, that was the last regular season game. We did not have another turnover for three playoff games until the Super Bowl when Leon, you know, fumbled the thing when he was running in for a touchdown. That was the first turnover we had the entire playoffs.
I think it worked, Coach. So it worked.
It sends a message every now and then.
Yeah. Jimmy, this has been great, man. And Swagger, Super Bowls, brass balls, and footballs, you can pre-order. I believe the release is going to be sometime in November for the book. But
I tell you how hard I work. You know, I've got to go for Veterans Day, the Fox crew, we're going to Qatar, 17-hour trip, wow. And we're going to do our show from Qatar. And then I'm going to fly back from Qatar to New York and go on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan and talk about the book before I come back down here. So, you know, I do work hard as opposed to some radio people I know.
No, yeah, sandbaggers, there's no question about it. But, Jimmy, I always like to tell you that that's why they pay you the big bucks to this day. The highest paid man at that age I've ever seen, I'm talking to right now. So, Jimmy, thank you so much, man,
thanks,
for being
Jimmy.
With us. Great stuff. Really appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Okay, enjoy talking to you guys. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.